Aguten Erev Shabbos. To the very first Erev Shabbos in Or Shlomo. Chesky. Be'ezur Hashem. Baruch Hashem, it's been a beautiful time so far, full of simchas, nachas. For those of you who already got the newsletter, you'll see if you're mentioned there. If you're not, Baruch Hashem, a lot of good things. Every yeshiva, you have to say this at least one time. Every year, you got to say this. And it's the fact that we have reached the time known as Elul. Elul is a serious time. Personally, it's hard to take things seriously. Things nowadays, what do we take seriously? People, I think the only thing that people take seriously right now is their weight. People focus on dieting or exercising or working out. They take that seriously. This morning I got an amazing class from one of my Chashuva Talmidim. He described what a person should be working on every single day. He didn't mean every day in Elul what they should be working on, but I really got a Musar Shmooze. A Musar Shmooze, what a person should be working on. You got to have Sundays, you got to work on shoulders, thank you. You got to work on shoulders and biceps and triceps. If you want abs, you got to work on these things. What do people take seriously? What do people take seriously? Not very much. Sadly, people take themselves not seriously at all. They don't have any seriousness as to who they are, what they're capable of, who they can be. They don't take themselves seriously. Sometimes I tell a person, we're having a conversation, the person says to me, Were you listening? I said, I was listening to you better than you were listening to yourself. Because I don't say this part, because you don't take yourself seriously. And I actually do. The things that you say, I actually want to know what they mean. I actually pay attention. I'll tell you, when I went to go learn in Eretz Yisrael, as a Shem, our graduates, but when I went to go learn in Eretz Yisrael, so I learned my Rebbe, Rebbe Shurkin Shlita, and I was learning by him. And one of the things that's very important, my Rebbe, he says it all the time, about making diyukim means to pay attention to every single letter, every single word. When you learn, you pay attention to it. Everything means something. There's no extra words. You pay attention to it. And doing that for four straight years by my Rebbe, you pay attention to every single thing. I come back to America and I realize I'm getting into fights with everybody. Suddenly I'm getting into fights with everybody. And somebody says to me, why are you picking on me? Why are you picking on what I'm saying? I said, I spent 4 years paying attention to every single letter, every single word. And now the way you talk, I hear what you're actually saying, even when you don't mean it, because I'm paying attention to every word. We don't take ourselves seriously. Elul is a time of year when people are supposed to take things seriously. Elul. I tell you, the yeshivas, we all know, they used to scream, Elul. When you said Elul, and Elul, I told my class, my great-grandmother, Zecharna Livracha, she was born in 1896, and she died in 2003. She lived through three centuries. She was a very special lady. A very special lady. She used to say, she was a Hungarian, she was really born in Poland, she was Hungarian, she said, in Elul, afilu devant tzitert. In Elul, even the walls shake, because there's a trepidation, there's a concern. Rosh Hashanah is coming. People used to shake. People were concerned. The yeshivas, they used to get up, somebody banging on the bima, and they would say, Elul! They would say that, and people would shake. I'm not capable of doing that. I'm not capable of shaking. When Rabbi Milstein blows the shofar, I try to at least see it as an alarm clock to wake myself up that Rosh Hashanah is coming. One of my dear friends said that if the Rambam, if we're to take the Rambam, I'm going to say it parenthetically, it's a nice thing to say, but your Shabbos tea, I'm sure it's very meaningful. He said it, the Rambam says the purpose of blowing the shofar is uru uru yishenu mishanaschem, that a person must wake up. So he said, if we blow shofar at the end of davening, so clearly the Rambam held that a person is supposed to sleep through the entire davening. That's what he said. Thank you, Mayor. A nice vart. But the point is that the shofar is supposed to be waking us up to take things seriously. Take yourself seriously. Why don't we take ourselves seriously? And the thought that I had, maybe Cheska will tell me something else, but the thought that I had of why we don't take ourselves seriously is because often we no longer have expectations of ourselves. I mean, I've been around this many years. I don't seem to impress myself. I don't seem to impress anyone around me. So why should I have any seriousness when I look at myself? Why should I have any expectations? Do I really do anything impressive? That's what we're saying to ourselves. There's an interesting idea in this expression. You wouldn't think this is the place where you take it from. There's an interesting idea in this parasha. By the way, once again, I recommend everybody listen to Rabbi Milstein's Parasha Platter. And every year of all of his shiurim, I recommend it. I listened to the Parasha Platter this morning. It was riveting. And all the people that were there here in yeshiva, you're giving us mamish anachas, mamish a kiddush Hashem, the people who showed up to last night seder and showing up for night seder. It's very beautiful. Listen to this. This week's parasha talks about, in Parashas Ki Yisetzeh, it talks about the punishment of Malkus. The punishment of getting lashes. Lashes. Pasuk says, and Rashi explains, as be'epilu ha-shevet, the shevet is supposed to make him fall and put him down. What exactly that means? Says Rashi, melamid, what this teaches us is, she'ein malkin oisai, loy oimid v'loy yoshev elam moita. We do not give a person lashes when he is standing. We do not give a person lashes when he is sitting. Rather, he is leaning over. He leans over. Like this. Not like this. Not down on the floor. Leaning over. That is how lashes are given. There's an old minhag. I'm not so sure I recommend this to everybody. There's an old minhag that before Rosh Hashanah, before Yom Kippur, people give each other malchus. I had a friend in Eretz Yisrael, my old chavrusa. We decided after we learned about this that we would give each other malchus. We didn't give each other mamish like the real malchus, but we would go to a side room, take off a belt, and give malchus, and you say, v'hurachim yechaper oven v'yashkus, you say it each one 3 times, and it comes out to 39, and you get malchus. It's just something to think about. But the halacha here is, when a person gets malchus in a tunnel, he's not sitting, he's not standing, he's leaning over. Why? Why not sitting? Why not standing? Why leaning over? And I was thinking like this, and perhaps you'll agree. So often, we make mistakes. Maybe not you guys, but I make mistakes sometimes. Make mistakes. You didn't do the right thing. And I often say I'm just not good at this anymore. I'm never gonna pass the test. Somebody came over to me. He said I'm the worst. I'm the worst at this. I told him there are 8 billion people in the world. What are the chances you're the worst? You're probably like top 100, 300, 500 million. You're probably not the worst. I'm saying you think about all the people. There are people who are really in a coma, and there are people who are severely impaired. Okay, there are so many people. That's already, and they're all the Muslims. Right? You're probably better than them too. So there's a lot of people out there that you're better than. You're probably not the worst, right? You're probably not the worst. But I'm bad. I'm bad. I'm not good at it. What does that make you feel? It makes you feel down. It makes you feel like a stink. It makes you feel down to the ground. A person does an Aveiro. You get Malkus. You might say, I should be a Yoshev. I should be down on the floor. I stink. I'm horrible. I should be down on the floor. Or you might be the other guy. You might say, I don't even care. This doesn't mean anything to me. This doesn't matter at all. You know what that type of person is? He's an Oymed. He's an Oymed. He stands up. When they're going to hit him, hit me again. It doesn't bother me. The Torah says you should not be an oimid. Don't stand up and say, I don't care. Don't sit down and say, I'm down in the dumps, I stink. Moita, lean over. Somewhere in the middle. I'm not the best yet, but I'm definitely not the worst. I have a lot of accomplishments in my life. Elul is a great time. How come it's called Elul? We know. Elul is a name that was given, but one of the very famous Rosh HaTevis, and if you listen to another one of the podcasts by Rabbi Milstein, you'll hear about Elul, about all the Rosh HaTevis of Elul, all the meanings of Elul. But one of the more famous ones is Ani L'daydi V'daydi Li, Pasuk in Shir Hashim, part of a Pasuk in Shir Hashim. Ani L'daydi, I am for my beloved, V'daydi Li, my beloved is to me. Who's my beloved? Hashem. And my beloved is to me, meaning I want to have a relationship with him. He wants to have a relationship with me. I don't know, Elul is like before Rosh Hashanah. It should be like, Ani mefached, vehu, he's trying to get me scared. I should be afraid, he should be afraid. How come it's so positive, Chaim? Why is it so positive? Elul is such a positive time. You should think about that. I have to be positive. Elul is a time to be concerned about yourself. Sometimes you think that you're not great. My dear friend Gavi came all the way from North Miami Beach. One of my dearest, dearest friends. Now it's my second dearest friend. Now Gavi, my dearest friend, North Miami Beach. But one of my dearest friends from North Miami Beach is the Rav of Shari Tefila, Rabbi Ephraim Shapiro. Rabbi Ephraim Eliyahu Shapiro. He's an exceptional and special and amazing person. We're excited to have him here speak in yeshiva. He's a very incredible person. One of the things, he loves saying a certain line from Rabbi Yeruchim Levavitzer, Rabbi Milstein's wife's great-grandfather. He loves saying this line. And the line is this. He says, Oy vavoy, to the person who does not know his chesroinis. Oy vavoy, to the person who does not know what he is lacking, where he needs to work on himself. Oy vavoy to the person who doesn't know what issue he has. And then he says, and exactly where Rabbi Shapiro says, Gavi, you can tell me if I'm doing it right. And then he says, and oy vavoy, 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 vavoy to the person who doesn't know their milas, who doesn't know how good they are. And Elul, you're going to spend your time not taking yourself seriously? Be like the guy who gets malchus, but you're not standing up straight. You're not sitting down to the floor. You're maita. You're leaning over. Like Erez. Erez is leaning over here. You're leaning over. I'm not the best. I'm not the worst. I've got a lot to work on. A number of years ago, we went to go visit one of the people who helps run this yeshiva, Rabbi Reisman, Rabbi Israel Reisman, the Rav, and Rosh Yeshiva in Brooklyn. We went to go visit him. And he said it bothers him a lot that people say that Rosh Hashanah comes and goes, Aseres Yemei Teshuva come and go, and Yom Kippur comes and goes, and that I'm back to what I was before. I haven't changed a bit. He said it bothers him because he's always careful to do what his Rebbe said, and many famous people said the same, to make one small, tiny change. Even, this is what Rabbi Reisman said, what he does is he works on one pasuk in davening. One pasuk. I don't care if it's Poiseach es yadechul masmil lechol chai rotzayin, or it's Tilas Hashem, or it's the first words of Baruch Sha'amar, it's not a pasuk, but it's the first words. I am going to take one sentence, and I'm going to stick with that. If you do that, said Rabbi Reisman, when you get to next year, and you're looking back, you know that I was not the same person. I changed. What do you mean, you didn't change? What do you mean, you totally changed? Don't be so hung up on that type of stuff. Totally changed. What type of extremist are you? I'm changed. I changed. This pasuk is different. Last year I was like the guy who didn't spend time on this pasuk, and this whole year I spent time on this pasuk. Slow down. I had kavana. I looked into an arts girl. I found out what it meant. And every time I said that pasuk, I knew what I was talking about. One small thing. One small thing. And Reisman said, if you do that, you'll never be able to say, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur came and went, and I never changed. I changed. That is what it means to be a moita. I am not the best. I am not the worst. But I'm in the middle, and I'm working on myself. Because I'm taking myself seriously. You take yourself seriously. It's a krechts. Krechts. Who translates a krechts? A moan, a groan. A krechts. It causes us to krechts when we look at some people who look at themselves with a lack of seriousness. I look at you. You're an exceptional, amazing person. You know that? Yeah, you're an exceptional, amazing person. How come we don't feel that way? There's a certain dear friend of mine. I tell him, he does such amazing things. I tell him he's a tzaddik, and he always has to answer back, no, I'm not. How do you know? What, like, you're a tzaddik whisperer, you know all the tzaddikim, you've analyzed all their actions, so you know if you're a tzaddik or not. I'm smarter than you. I know you're a tzaddik. What can I do? Why can't we have a good opinion of ourselves? Don't be such a guy. Guy's like, no, yeah, you know, you're betting off. No, no, be a tzaddik. You're a tzaddik. You're an exceptional person. You're a wonderful person. Take yourself seriously. You do great things. Be'ez Hashem, I know I'm keeping it a little short this week because I want to. I apologize. Rabbi Yanofsky yesterday said something about short speeches. I'm not sure. I zoned out once I heard the word short speeches. After that, but 2 days ago. But it's an opportunity. Take something small. Be a maita. Don't get the malchus necessarily that the person's getting, but be a maita. Look at yourself seriously. Look in the mirror once a day. Once, they're not all day long, agavi, but look in a mirror once a day. It's not the worst thing in the world. Look in a mirror and look at that person, and whether you want to say it out loud or you want to say it in your head, you look at that person in there and you could smile at that person. And that person's going to smile back when you look in the mirror and you smile. And when you smile back and they look at you, you are allowed to think, Aaron, I am impressed with myself. I do a lot of things that are impressive. I'm a good guy. And Be'ez Hashem, you do that, you'll be a very happy person. You have a very successful Elul. You don't have to be trembling all the time. I wish we weren't. Whatever it is, you don't have to be trembling. You'll have a beautiful Shabbos. Hashem should give you all a beautiful Shabbos with beautiful smiras and beautiful challah and delicious food and happiness and health all your very many days, Be'ez Hashem. Good Shabbos, guys.